But Shlomo Rosner, in his Sefer Shalom Rav, quotes the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, who drew a parallel between the Mishkan and our personal homes in reference to the various vessels that are described in this week's Parsha. And the Rav said we can learn a valuable lesson from our own marriages in exploring the symbolic meaning of each of the kelim, right, physical vessels in the Mishkan. The purpose of the Mishkan could not have been just to be a mukkah in the place to bring korbanos sacrifices. If it were only about sacrifices, we would, right? All we would need, presumably, is a mizbeach as one of the primary or the primary vessel in the Mishkan, but the other vessels wouldn't basically be on the same level. And he asks, why such a fancy structure? Why do we have the other kelim? Because he says, let's go back. We can go back to at least Noah and maybe Adam HaRishon. We always brought korbanos on a mizbeach. So a mizbeach, right, was at one time sufficient. Rav Soloveitchik says the Mishkan was to be a home for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shekhinah, a place where he could, we say, mitzamtzem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu could compress, minimize his greatness into a finite area, a tangible place that would be the place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on this world. He says, a fellow venture, let's look at the components within the Mishkan and let's think of them in terms of a home. There's a table. There's a lamp. There's a chair. He says, the chair, let's call it the Oran, or a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is called a Yoshev Keruvim. That's the name, right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever yoke sitting on Keruvim. And he says, the Mizbeach HaZohar, the Mizbeach that was used for the Ketores, isn't in our Parsha. And offerings are something, he says, that aren't part of an, right? We don't have a place to offer up our. The Soloveitchik continues, he says, he quotes from the Malachim cave. Let us write for the story of the Shunammit, the woman who made a place, right, for either Eliyahu or Elisha. Let us make a small walled upper chamber, and when he comes there, he'll have a bed, a chair, and a lamp. And it will be that when he comes in our tuach, they turn there. This pasuk describes the conversation between Isha HaShunami and her husband. And he says, yes, this was apparently for, right, for Elisha, the Navi. And that's what she made. A room with a bed, chair, and a fellow vacant says the Mishkan, Kaviyacho, of the Kaddish Baruch's apartment. The very same pieces were included. The Aruch is the chair and bed, where the Hashral Hashmina, where Hashem's glory resides, he said, between the Kruvim, you know, was the only place that could be given only once a year, only on your Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. There was a Shulchan and a Menorah. Also, he says, giving the Kodesh, right, that area, the vestiges of being homelike. Salavation says, and we've got to take note of this. He says, it's not just a coincidence. The Torah is trying to teach us that if a Mishkan is a home, then we've got to take our houses, so to speak, and turn them into homes. And yes, we can do it with certain items, beds, tables, and lamps. But we've got to understand that the true purpose was to have a place on earth for our Kaddish Baruch Hu's glory to be manifested. And he says, we in our homes have to have the same kavanah, the same, try to make it the same reality. We've got to make our houses Kaddish, so that they become homes akin to the Mishkan. The prophet says, "Afuli Mikdash, make for me a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a sanctuary, v'shachanti b'soicham, and I will dwell among them. K'chol asheni mareh eifa satni samnei, a Mishkan asabni kokeilam v'seng tazu." According to all that I show you, the pattern of the Mishkan, the pattern of its vessels, you should do. And then it says, "Asu aray nasechita." Make the aray out of acacia wood, and it gives us the dimension. The Ber Yosef of Yosef Galanter quotes the Mishbedler. He says, why does the mitzvah to build the kelim of the Mishkan, it says, right? What does it say here? He says, I just don't see what he says, and I don't see this initially, but he says that if you look at the dictum involved, right, it says, Asuli Mikdash, right, and then it says the Asita, which is singular. But the Aron uses the words the. The asu you make. And he says, there's something here in the verbs used, whether it refers to singular or plural. He says, the asu organization, Tim, we need communal involvement in the Ari, because as we always say, every Jew has his own portion in the Torah, and it's only when the crown of the Torah has all involved, is available to all, that the true majesty emanates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, "You are my sheep, I am your shepherd." And you are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. You are man. He says, that is the first comparison, the shepherd and his sheep. Then he has a second also in Yeshaya. You are like a vineyard, or the vineyard of Hashem is the house of Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the guardian of the vineyard. And then we're told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Avinu, from Av, Anubanim, the Akavichem, you are children, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am your father. You know the famous pasuk, Banim Atan Lashem Elikechem. The Jewish nation are all the sons, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself the father, the shepherd, the guide. Why is Hashem using these three roles? The Ber Yosef says that the first medrash of the sheep applies to every yid in every generation. And in every generation, the Jewish nation needs connection to Torah and mitzvot. That's our lifeline. And even in those days, which is the majority of Jewish history, when we don't have the Mishkan or Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron, our shuls, our yeshivot, our batei medrash, are the equivalent. The continuation of the medrash tells us that this is something that will apply in every situation in which Jewish existence occurred. Sometimes we're in a land, unfortunately, where we're treated like pariahs, outcasts. We clearly suffer the exile, and we can feel like abandoned sheep. We each got to run our own way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop. You may not be able to see it, but I am your shepherd. And I have a plan, and I'm going to take you somewhere. There are other times in Golos where we have better times. The Golden Age in Spain, America up to probably a couple of years ago. We feel that we live securely, that we're treated with civil rights. And he says, sometimes in that situation, we feel greater ability to relate to Yiddishkeit, to the Torah. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, then I am treating you like my vineyard. You believe you've got delicious grapes, And God willing, next year's harvest will be the same as this year. But nonetheless, you need the Shomer Haginah. You need the guardian of the garden, the Shomer Hakerem, the guardian of the vineyard. Right? Then he says, right, Rasulan, that the ultimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the third metaphor. The nation, your children. He said, deep within us, our neshamas, our true self, don't want to live in the vineyard, and we don't want to live with sheep. We don't want to feel, he says, desperate for a Kadosh Baruch Hu affection. We want to be able to know that it's real. We want to recognize it, but we don't want despair. When we feel like that, that's, right, probably kind, like the, right, the Malchus, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, then we can truly feel like the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can truly intune HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unconditional love. We feel it's manifested. And that, he says, is obviously the greatest of the forms of existence that the Jewish people can experience. Yeah. We know that on top of the Arayim, we had the Kruvim. We had these angelic-like figures with the face they say. The Kruvim should have wings spread up, shielding the Arayim cover with their wings. They should face one another toward the Arayim. The cover shall be in the faces of the Kruvim. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that the wings of the Kruvim spread upwards, but the base of the Kruvim, or a single unit, with the cover of the Arayim. The Shemen HaTov discusses the symbolism here. The spread wings represent the goal of a Yid to strive and strive for greatness, always going up. The base signifies that we're grounded in Torah when we have our desire. And we right on top of the Arayim. So our desires emanate from the Torah. The Torah says that three of the vessels have golden rims or crowns. The Arayim, the Shulchan, and the golden Be'ah used for Ketores. But there's a slight difference in description. With the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, it says, Va'ashita, the crown should be fashioned. But when it comes to the Arayim, it says, Va'ashita Allah, the crown should be fashioned on it. The Torah is crowned by constant upward movement, striving by an infinite yearning to get closer to Hashem. The Kruvim face each other. The Torah is teaching us that our spiritual accomplishments must never, ever be at the expense of others. We don't step on someone else to elevate our level of religiosity. We can't get closer to Hashem by stepping on one another. Rather, we take out our hands and we bring others up with us. We should be able, God willing, to find people who want to join us in what we want to attain. And we try to lift them up with us, and we should. We spread our wings above with facing one another, the human being, looking at our brethren, looking at our Yiddish people, pulling them up. How great does this happen? Chazal tell us that the faces of the Freedom were like children's faces. A baby intuitively knows mommy is the source of all good things. The baby has a feeling of total dependence. We're being taught that in all reality, although we cannot always feel it, we are totally dependent on Hashem Yisborah. And therefore, I, you, and everyone are dependent on the same Avinu Shebashamayim. Therefore, we should know instinctively that the only way to move up is, as we say, hand in hand together. Like Vayicha Yisrael Neged Ahor, the Jewish people under Har Sinai camped as one people and one heart, all in unison. And the Kruvim, we're told, were to inspire every single Yid, right, to strive in spirituality, right, Zazaman, the Yach, all of us together. And he says that that's the message that this Mefarish says emanates from the Kruvim on top of the earth. Okay, I'm going to end here because what I prepared I thought would take longer. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy. And B'zeh Hashem, we'll learn tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.